The mood created here by Edvard Grieg is somewhat wistful. The piece is titled Once Upon a Time, and the music's pace will pick up, as is the case with any good story, any intriguing fairy tale. We know the words once upon a time. They're the way such tellers of tales begin and sweep us away into another world, the realm of imagination and fancy. And that's the invitation on offer from the Everhart Museum in Scranton for the exhibition titled Wolves, Magic Mirrors, and Spinning Wheels, The Anatomy of Fairy Tales, a multidisciplinary exhibition that weaves fascinating objects from the museum's collection together with original pieces by contemporary artists that illustrate the way fairy and folk tales still inspire us today. In conjunction with the exhibition, there will be a special community day this Saturday afternoon from 1 to 4. Aurore Giguet, Executive Director of the Everhart Museum, and Stephanie Colarusso, Director of Interpretive Programs, paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about what's taking place at the Everhart Museum. And we began by welcoming Aurore as the new Executive Director.
I moved here with my family, my husband, and my teenage son, and we're so enjoying the area and meeting as many people as we can and getting out and just not only discovering Scranton, but the areas around it. It's really a welcoming community, and we've enjoyed it. It was a good choice for us. And the Everhart Museum, it's such a jewel, and the collections are amazing, and there's such a breadth. There's just so much there, and there's only about 10% that's shown at one time. So one of the things we're working on is really bringing out some of those collections that have kind of been hidden for years, or maybe perhaps have never been seen. And the staff is great. The board is wonderful. So just having a great time. It's only been three and a half months, I think. So it's good. I'm enjoying it.
We have this wonderful, as you called it, a gem, a treasure, and it's ours.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times, in, you know, talking to people and being in the community, everyone has these fond memories of the museum. They remember it from when they were a kid or from bringing their kids. But there seems to be a disconnect of people coming in the doors now. So having events like community days and kind of shifting and rethinking about how we're presenting our material to the public, you know, we want the outcome of that to be people to think on a weekend or an evening, you know, what's going on at the Everhart? We should come by, we should come and see what's going on. And that's a part of the whole thing that we're doing and sort of rethinking the museum over the next year or so. You'll see some pretty significant changes, hopefully, if all the funding comes through.
When we go to museums around the world, we all kind of just want to come away with something to remember the visit, not just our wonderful memories and our experiences, but we want the hands-on. What's happening
with the relaunch of the gift shop?
Well, the gift shop is, we're kind of looking at it in two different approaches. Once we're buying, you know, merchandise, almost like you would see at every museum gift shop, little trinkets and toys and books. And on the other side, we're working with local vendors to sort of do that local feel, which gives us a connection to the people that are producing in the community and lets us highlight things that are happening here. We do have lots of art books, lots of kids' books. I mean, mainly going to be focused on children's merchandise. There are offerings for adults and teens, but it's mostly for kids.
And that's a wonderful thing to spotlight, the care you all take in working with young people. You always, either in a gallery space, make workshops available to young people, bring young people in for classes on a regular basis, maybe not even associated with the exhibitions, but that's always been a concern.
Well, one of the things that I find so amazing is that the programs department, even though it's really staffed only by one full-time, one part-time, but there's sort of an army of volunteers and presenters and artists that they work with. They offer over 200 programs a year to children of all age groups and adults. So I don't think a lot of people realize how much is going on in that, you know, in our programs and education department. And having days like community days or other offerings, it kind of gives people a glimpse of things that are happening all year.
And seasonally, you do like us to come to visit, and you have extra concentrations of events on a day so that we can all see each other and get that sense of community.
Yes, actually, we've been very lucky for the last year and a half to receive a Lackawanna County Arts and Engage grant, and part of that commitment is to offer 2 days over the year that are free to the community. You know, our admission has gone up quite a bit for those reasons, because it's for all ages. It's not just for children. It's not just for adults. So our open doors is just something that we like to offer.
We have ongoing exhibitions, but then there is an upcoming day.
Sure, we have a Fairy Tale Community Day. So on November 12th from 1 to 4, we will have free admission for all ages. We have a slew of presenters coming, and we also have a wonderful partnership with Big Brothers Big Sisters. So it's an opportunity for bigs to bring their littles. And also, if you're not a big, they'll be there to help you register if you're interested. So that's one of our main partners in this day. Additionally, just the artists that we're working with and some of the presenters. For example, Lindsay Barrett George. She is a local author and illustrator, and her books will be for sale in the gift shop. So not only are we doing Community Day and she'll be there as an educator, but she's also going to have representation in the gift shop as well. Guided tours. Everyone always asks us, when are you going to do a guided tour? Well, this is a great day to come to receive a guided tour from one of our wonderful docents who does the tours very often. So we'll do a Rocks and Minerals tour of the Rocks and Minerals Gallery, which everyone loves. It's a fan favorite. And also, of course, the fairy tale exhibit on Wolves, Magic Mirrors, and Spinning Wheels.
Give us a little sense of what that exhibition's about.
Well, the exhibit is kind of the anatomy of a fairy tale. So it breaks fairy tales down in several different ways. There's the journey through the magical forest, the stories and how they change over time, just the tradition of storytelling in general. So it's a really great showcase. We also have some wonderful contemporary artists that are represented.
Are there classes and things that you'll be offering as well?
Yes, there will be several hands-on interactive activities throughout the day, and then some scheduled activities as well. So we'll have our schedule up on our website, on our programs page. The schedule includes everything from Alexander Salon Day Spa doing hair for all ages to fortune teller Madame Mim in our Rocks and Minerals Gallery. So there's definitely some hands-on crafts, and there's some fun opportunities as well.
Tell us where we can find you online and what we should look for.
Okay, so it's www.everhart-museum.org, and you can follow our events link to Community Day. It'll be listed right under our events link.
With this new sense of reaching out, there are other things that you're doing as well.
We are. On November 12th, we're also relaunching the membership program, which offers benefits such as reduced prices on family programming and adult programming. That's never been done before, so we hope to get lots of families involved in the museum and participating in these over 200 programs at the Education Department.
Yeah, we're actually going to be launching our camp series for the summer already. We have our brochures ready and printed, and there'll be gift opportunities as well. So not only membership, but having membership discounts on those things and offering them as a gift for the holidays.
Coming back, in a sense, to where we began, Aurore. Are you curious about Dr. Everhart? What made him think that this kind of broad-based museum experience was important for our community?
You know, it's pretty remarkable, especially back in that day. I mean, now you have lots of collectors that are opening their own museums, but that's to showcase their private collections. So there was a part of that that was him. He had this huge ornithology collection and natural history collection, and he wanted to showcase that. But he also thought about it in broader terms of how it could impact the community by having an art component and a science component.
Aurore Giguet, new executive director of the Everhart Museum in Scranton, and Stephanie Colarusso, director of interpretive programs, speaking with us in anticipation of Community Day this Saturday afternoon from 1 to 4 at the museum in Naog Park. A fairy tale tour and Rocks and Minerals will be on the tour agenda. There will be a chance for you to meet Lindsay Barrett George. She's a regional author and illustrator with a national career. Fairy tale inspired workshops will be led by Keystone College students. There will be a children's craft activity with the Lackawanna County Library System. Rapunzel braids will be offered by Alexander's. Performances by the Scranton Cultural Center cast of Shrek the Musical Jr. will be seen. There will be a secret potion scavenger hunt with senior food scientist Rosemary Falchek, characters by artist Mark Sioka, fortune telling with Madame Mim, and more. We also heard that they will have the official relaunching of the Everhart Museum gift shop at 1 o'clock. You'll have a chance to take home a tote bag if you're one of the first 350 people to attend. And that's all available online, the information about Community Day and the exhibition to which that day is tied, and that's Wolves, Magic Mirrors, and Spinning Wheels, The Anatomy of Fairy Tales at the Everhart Museum through December 31st. For more information on the web, everhart-museum.org, and Everhart is spelled E-V-E-R-H-A-R-T, everhart-museum.org, and that's at Naog Park in Scranton, and Community Day is Saturday afternoon from 1 to 4, everhart-museum.org, everhart-museum.org.